It was the most virulent, deadly viral outbreak the world had ever seen. When the affliction began to finally relent, two-thirds of the planet's population, 4.2 billion people, were gone. For those left after, the new epidemic was one of moral degradation, survival by any and all means, a pandemic of the inhumane. But small patches of hope sprouted from the fallow ashes of what once was. And for some, our humanity remained the only thing worth fighting for.
All right, everyone, if you could have your attention. All right, as many of you have noticed over the past week, the person who brought us all together and gave us a new home has been missing. Well, it's our sad duty to tell you all that Fox has chosen to leave Homestead. It is my understanding that he...
Cohen, is this true?
What happened?
Everyone, please settle down. We know you're confused and wondering what happened. The truth is that Fox became sick and believed that he had contracted the virus. Dr. Ryan was unable to confirm it, but Fox felt that it would be best to remove himself in order to protect all of us. Will he be coming back?
I think it would be best for everyone at this point to honor Fox's wishes and try to move forward as best we're able.
But his absence does leave us with a big hole to fill on the council. So I'm proposing that we hold elections as soon as possible to ensure a smooth transition into...
Excuse me, Mr. Warner, but it was Mr. Fox's final wish that Mr. Cohen should replace him on the council. He asked that we urge the council to allow Cohen to take his place. In all honesty, I couldn't think of a better man for the job.
Mr. Fox also expressed to me that his wish was to see Mr. Cohen replace him on the council.
That really is a nice sentiment, but we really should hold official elections.
Yes, we do. Fox did. About Cohen.
What are you doing? Preventing that idiot from gaining too much power now that Fox is gone.
He told me too. He said it was really important to him. It'd be wrong not to honor his final wishes.
I think it would be very wise of the council to accept Mr. Cohen and use his vast experience. He not only is an experienced military man, but he understands our situation better than most of us here. And he aided Mr. Fox nearly every day. I have great faith that he can carry on in Mr. Fox's stead.
Listen, it's a really nice sentiment, but we really should hold a vote on this. It's only fair that we allow everyone's opinions to be heard.
Okay, Warner, now it's very clear that Fox wanted me on this council in his place. Those in favor, those opposed, done. Now, Warner, you can either waste time whining and bitching about things being fair, or you can fall in line and help the rest of us get things done.
All right, I guess it's been decided. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Let's get back to it.
Guess you told him.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's going to bite me in the ass a bit later.
Matt, are you all right?
I don't know if I can answer that yet. I keep thinking he's just out on a run or something, and he's going to be back later.
Oh, honey, I can't even begin to imagine how hard this is for you. But we're here for you, especially me. All you need to do is ask.
Same here.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Wheeler, I need you to do something for me.
Yeah? Whatever you need, man.
I need someone I can trust to help me out. Someone to have my back. Not just here, but when we're out there.
I don't know, man. Shouldn't you ask Alan? He was National Guard, and at least he has training, you know. I'm just the guy who swung a hammer for a living, you know? Plus, I've got the whole bipolar thing, and that's already proven to be a liability, dude.
And now you've got it under control. Look, I just need you to have my back, please.
I think Wheeler's right, Matt. You really should ask Alan, or at least see if anyone else has the training.
That's a good idea. Don't get me wrong, I'm honored here. Really, I am. I think you'd be better off if...
You said whatever I needed, right?
Yeah, I did.
I need you to do this.
All right, I'm in.
Thank you.
Matt, I want you to promise me right now that you won't let anything happen to Wheeler. You'll watch out for him, right?
He's going to be fine. We're all going to be fine here, okay? Look, I think I'm going to get out there and start checking in on folks and see if anyone needs anything. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, okay. Don't worry, Kate. He'll be okay. He just needs time.
Cohen! Nice of you to join us, finally.
Sorry, I got hung up.
It's fine, it's fine. We only just started. So, as I was saying, we've got plenty of canned goods. Eventually, we'll run out, and it might help everyone to get some fresh food every now and then. Calhoun's already promised half his crops, but that isn't for a few more months. We really should reach out to some of the other communities
and offer them what exactly? We've given those people more than they deserve already. Medicine, clothing, food, and guns, too. All of which we need for ourselves. Why is it taking so long to get those greenhouses up and running?
Well, we did have a whole truckload of building supplies stolen from us not too long ago. You remember, Warner? We had to hike all the way back from Oregon City because you didn't want to run through a weak barricade?
And we replaced those. So why aren't we growing things already?
I've been told it's because the watering system that was originally planned won't work.
Wasn't that your design, Warner?
Matt, what's the problem? I mean, I thought it was supposed to be as easy as tapping into the plumbing system, right? I mean, we have running water, so...
Wish it was that easy, Emily. I'm told that whatever Fox did was nothing short of a miracle. No one here has any experience with plumbing, and no one's willing to risk bursting the main and flooding the building. We're working on it, but it's like a bunch of monkeys building the Colosseum.
So until then, it sounds like we'd be better off fostering good relations with the outlying farms and communities.
Exactly.
No. God! Why are you people so insistent on helping everyone else? We can't afford to be wasting time or resources for people who are going to give us next to nothing in return. We put our lives at risk every day to gather stuff. And what do? Wait for us to bring the charity truck? Well, it stops now. If those people want our help, then they need to come here and become part of our community.
And what happens when we clean everything out? You got a plan for that? We aren't the only ones scavenging here, Warner. It's not going to be long before there's nothing left out there. Those outlying communities aren't being bothered by the lost or militias or any of the other survivors. If we stop helping them, then they stop helping us. And as much as you might think otherwise, we need them more than they need us.
If we need them more than they need us, then why are they constantly hounding us for help? We need medicine. We need food. We can't fix our fences. Ooh, it's pathetic. And what do we get for our troubles? Promises. Empty promises.
That isn't true. We just got 2 kegs of beer and a load of fresh food from those people Cohen helped in Sandy, and we didn't have to give them anything.
Actually, we did send them some bottled water. They had a shortage of drinking water, so Fox authorized...
What? He never talked to us about that. He wasn't supposed to do anything like that without talking to us first. Kate, you're in charge of inventory. Didn't you notice when water went missing?
I'll have to check, but...
And Alan, I presume you're told about whomever he sent to deliver it, right?
This is the first I'm hearing this.
Okay, this has to stop. If we can't keep tabs on all the things happening around here, then why are we even bothering?
Warner, our current situation is good. I'm pretty sure giving a few jugs of water isn't going to bring everything crumbling to the ground. And we're now set up to collect rainwater. I think Cohen's right. We should start planning for a future where there's nothing left to scavenge.
We need to keep these alliances, Warner, or we need to start digging graves.
Fine. Kate, we need an updated inventory. And Alan, I think it would be good to have an updated census. Then we could get a new projection of how long current supplies will last. Is there anything else? Okay. Let's reconvene tomorrow.
Matt. Matt! Why didn't you tell me about Fox's charity work?
How could you not know? You're in charge of inventory.
Don't turn this around on me.
What do you want from me? I... Sorry. Look, I didn't know he hadn't gone through the council. Despite what you might believe, he didn't tell me everything, okay? I only knew about the water because Wheeler and I made the drop. I just assumed it was cleared.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have snapped at you like that. I just hate being caught off guard like that. It just feels like Warner's trying to find something he can exploit. Any mistakes we make. Fox was so good at shutting him down before he went off on his tangents. Without him, I'm worried it's going to be harder to rein in that jerk.
Yeah. It's only been a week since Fox left, and the little worm seems to be growing a spine already.
Any ideas on how to handle him?
Well, we could put a bullet into his head.
That's not going to help, Matt.
Look, Fox always said he was a necessary evil. The guy is really good at swaying people to his cause. So, I think we need to figure out how to sway him to our cause. I'm just not quite sure how to do that yet, short of, you know...
Well, then we need to figure out a less violent way of getting through to him. In the meantime, we need to be better about communicating what's happening around here so we don't give him anything else he can use against us.
Hey, Cohen. I'm glad I ran into you. Since you're the guy in charge now, I wanted to ask you if I could put a group together to go salvage some parts that we need for our trucks. One of them is in need of brakes desperately.
I think you're supposed to ask Kate or Alan so they can schedule...
Really? Is that new? Because I used to just go to Fox and let him know I was going. All he ever wanted to know was where I was going and how long I thought I was going to be gone.
He did?
Yeah, all the time. I just need to check out a couple of guns and...
Oh, I don't think so. You still haven't earned your privileges back from the Ross Island thing.
You seriously aren't going to let that go, are you? Fine. I need these parts, so you can let Randy or Connor take the guns. I don't care.
Fine, but you still need to talk to Alan about scheduling it. We need to know where all our people are at all times from now on.
I really don't see the big deal. Fox used to...
Well, I'm not Fox! Do me a solid, Casey. Just talk to Alan, all right?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, Mr. Cohen, do you have a minute?
Sure, Mrs. P. How can I help?
I know that you're very busy right now, but I was hoping you might be able to collect some art supplies. I know it's not really a priority, and I don't want to be a burden. But the kids need to have a creative outlet, or we lose their attention in lessons.
I can't make any promises, but if we can wrangle something up...
Cohen! Hi! I haven't seen you in a while. Are you okay?
Oh, hey, Princess! Yeah! I'm doing all right.
My dad told me that you might be really sad about Mr. Fox leaving, so I drew this to cheer you up.
Whoa, that's really sweet, kid. Is that me?
Uh-huh. And that's Mr. Fox. It took a long time to get the camouflage right. Dad said it looks just like him.
Oh, kid, this is... Wow. This is really nice, Tina. Thank you.
That was very sweet, Tina. But you should get back to your reading.
All right. Bye, Cohen.
I'll do what I can to find those supplies, Mrs. P.
Thank you.
Yo, Cohen! Hey, I'm glad I found you. So, like, I know we had that awesome beer a few weeks back, and a few of us were wondering if we could get some more. And then I said, well, why don't we just get the stuff and brew our own, you know?
That's a nice idea, Todd, but I don't know if it's something really high on our priority list.
It wouldn't take much. We could skip out and get what we need in a few hours, and then we tap into the water system, and...
Buddy! Let's focus on the projects we have going now before we start new ones, okay? Find Alan, give him your ideas, all right?
I bet Fox would have let us do it.
Well, Fox isn't here!
Mr. Cohen!
Dude!
Matt?
Could you all just give me some space?
Can someone tell me what just happened? It was so... I have never seen him act like that, Vincent.
He just lost his best friend, Kate. His brother, really. And now he's got to step up and steer this ship. It's a lot to take on at once. Gotta say, I don't know that I would be able to do any better than he is right now.
I feel like he's doing everything he can to avoid dealing with his feelings. It's almost like he's acting like Fox used to.
Well, everyone grieves in their own way, you know.
Yeah, I suppose. It's just, I don't like that he's not talking. It's weird.
Give it time. Right now, I'm a little worried about him asking me to be his second. And if I'm being totally honest here, I'm not super comfortable with it. Given Alan's military history, I think he'd be better suited for it.
I know, but I think he wants you because you two have a good relationship. He trusts you.
Yeah, I know. And maybe when he gets through this, he'll take a step back and change his mind. Right now, everything's pretty fresh, so we just gotta be there for him as much as we can.
Thanks. I guess I just needed to vent a bit, too.
That's what I'm here for.
I'm gonna go check on Jamie.
Hey, how's she doing? I haven't seen her in a while.
She's a mess. She's barely eaten since he left, and she only sleeps when she cries herself into exhaustion. It's just unfair and cruel to both of them. She'd been pining for him for so long, and when he finally lets her know how he feels...
Yeah, and to think about what he must have been going through. He's finally ready to open himself up and take a chance on love, only to find out that he's sick, and if he stays, he risks killing the girl who turned his whole world around. If I had that kind of life, I think I might be a little mad at the Almighty too, you know?
I hate to say it. I think my faith might have been shaken too. I'll see you later.
I gotta say, buddy, you look better. I don't remember your eyes being so far apart or looking so big. Did a really good job on the BDUs, though. She even got the scar thing on your forehead right. You know people around here still think you got that fighting insurgents? I always thought it sounded cooler than, oh, he got it when he decided to try inline skating. You remember that? You remember how much blood came spurting out of your head? You were so convinced that skating was going to get you in tight with Nicole. I got to tell you, things around here ain't so hot right now. I don't know how you did this, buddy. I don't know how you managed to prioritize things and figure out how to chill everyone out without busting some heads. I mean, it used to be the people would come to me with their problems and I'd relate them to you. You'd figure out the solution and we'd get it done. But now, they come to me and you're not here anymore. I don't know how to decide what's more important. I mean, Todd wants to make beer. I'm sure it sounds great, but where do we put it? And what are the ingredients? And when we're all starving, how is beer going to help? And Warner, oh my God, that guy is starting to act like he owns the place. I'm really having a hard time not just beating him into a bloody pulp. Everyone's looking to me to give them direction, but I feel completely lost here, buddy. I want to give one of those inspirational speeches you sometimes gave, but all I got are football analogies. Most of those end with me getting the cheerleader in the back of my... That doesn't matter. Point is, I don't think those stories will work here, you know? So what am I supposed to do? Will you just go away? I'm busy here.
Hey, I thought I'd come check on you. Figured maybe you could use some company. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah. I'm just friggin' great. Why do you ask?
Are you drinking? Where did you even get that?
I found it. I just happened to know exactly where to look, which was handy, because I wanted to get drunk.
Okay, Matt, why don't you put the bottle down and you can talk to me? Look, I brought this for you. I thought it might help.
A cell phone? Really? How is this going to help?
Well, I know how you like to...
This is your solution? To listen to someone else's life? My brother is gone!
I'm sorry. I just thought that it would...
What, Kate? What did you think? That if you gave me some random cell phone, that it'd take my mind off the fact that suddenly everyone around here is looking to me for answers and I don't have any. That everyone wants me to solve their problems and I haven't got the first clue about how I'm supposed to do that. That even now, as we're standing here, my best friend is out there somewhere dead or dying. That even if I could find him, I wouldn't be able to help him at all. How is a goddamn cell phone supposed to help me stop thinking about how much all of this sucks? And I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing and how I'm fighting every instinct inside of me that's screaming for me to go and find Fox so he can fix all of this. No one seems to care that he's gone and not coming back. Everyone's just going about their lives as if it's no big deal. Like he's just... gonna come in and everything's gonna be fine. Well, it's not. It's not! So please, tell me, what the hell am I supposed to do here?
Stop it, Matt! I'm trying to help you. I love you, I hate seeing you like this, but I don't know what else I can do here. You won't talk to me, you won't talk to Wheeler. What are we supposed to do? Tell me so I can help you.
I don't know, all right? God, I just don't know what to do. I had one job to do, just one, to watch his back, protect him, be there for him. And I failed. He's dead because I didn't do my job. I got distracted by... I wasn't there. He's always been there for me since... sixth grade he's been there. He was always there and now he's not, and I have no idea how I'm supposed to. I don't even know who the hell I am now, Kate. I failed him. I failed my best friend, and I don't know how to be all right with this.
Oh, Matt. Matt, you didn't fail him. I know you feel guilty, but there was absolutely nothing you could have done to prevent this. Nothing. You did everything you could to protect him and more. But God had other plans for Fox, and no one could have changed that. Not even the most heroic giant teddy bear with the strength to lift an entire truck all on his own.
Really? You had to go there, didn't you?
Hey, it worked, didn't it? I got my Mr. Stuffies to calm down a bit. Even got a tiny bit of a smile there on his fuzzy little face.
Okay. You need to stop that
now. Oh, honey, I know you're having a rough time with this, and I also know you need to work this out in your own way and in your own time, but I don't think Fox would want you beating yourself up over things you couldn't have prevented. He'd want you to move on and live your life. He believed in you. I do, too.
And you love me.
What?
You... said you loved me.
Yeah, I guess I did, didn't I?
Did you mean it?
Well, I mean, it wasn't how I intended to reveal how deeply I care about you, but yeah, I did. You know, Fox told me before he left that he thought you and I were good together, and that he'd never seen you like you are with me. It made him happy.
So he approved of you then?
Turns out he did after all. One of the last things he said to me was that I should tell you how I feel. He said I shouldn't wait.
Well... he was right. I honestly never felt this way about anyone else before. I love you, Kate. Not how I imagined telling you either.
Listen, I know you feel like you have to be strong all the time, but it's okay if you're not once in a while. You can lean on me when you need to. That's one of the things girls do for their guys.
Yeah, I know.
And as much as I'd love for you to talk to me about everything you're feeling, I also understand if you can't. But I think I know someone who you could talk to, someone who I think might know exactly what you're going through right now.
I don't want to talk to Mrs. Potter. I'll have to listen to some really long story about how her husband built her a house or one of her students.
Not Mrs. Potter. Someone else who had a real connection to Fox. Someone who loved him pretty deeply, too.
Who?
Really, Matt?
Hey, Jamie, I was told I'd find you up here.
Try not to get offended by this, but I'd really rather be left alone, Matt.
Yeah, I know. But I could use some company right now, and you're the only one here who's not going to ask me how I'm feeling or any of that crap.
Because I really don't care right now.
Not to sound territorial or anything, but this is my usual spot to get away from everything, so would you mind telling me why you're up here? I just want to know in case we have to set up a schedule or something.
Watching.
Watching for what?
Him.
Damn it! That's what I was planning on doing.
Whatever. Why did he do it, Matt? Why did he tell me all those things? Everything I wanted to hear from him, and then he just leaves?
You know why he did it, Jamie.
I keep reading his letter. I keep reading it and wishing that day in the hall, I wish I'd just told Kate to just go away, or that I'd just grabbed him and kissed him and told him that I already knew, but I wanted so badly to hear him tell me how he felt. I needed to hear the words from his lips, and I was being so selfish.
A little.
What?
Jamie, he knew you wanted to hear those things, that you needed to hear those things. And that's why he tried telling you in the hall that day. And when he failed at that, he wrote you the letter. He knew you wanted to hear those things from him, and he couldn't leave without telling you that he was falling for you.
But if I just listened to you and everyone else, then we could have had at least something, even just a few moments. I feel like we were robbed. Everything we could have had was just taken before we even had a chance to see. It's not fair, Matt. It sucks.
You know, in all the time I've known him, I've only ever seen Fox truly happy twice. Back in our junior year in school when he and Nicole got together. And then again here with you.
But we weren't.
No, but it doesn't mean you didn't make him happy. From the moment you decided that he was the one you wanted, you put him on edge. You kept pushing his boundaries and making him realize just how much he hated his isolation. You made him see that he wanted something more than to just exist. You made him want to really live.
Why couldn't he just tell me?
He wanted to. More than anything, he wanted to. You remember that day the two of you went to Happy Valley?
I'll never forget it. I practically threw myself at him. I bared my soul. And it was like he just didn't get it. I felt so stupid afterwards. But then you guys all told me that he was doing things to get my attention.
Oh yeah, he was. But I actually knew how he felt because he told me he was falling for you.
Wait. What?
So, after all the business with Sarah and the baby was settled, that night he woke me up in the middle of the night because he'd suddenly got what it is you were trying to tell him. He went on and on about you, talking about this guy you liked, and it was making him angry hearing about it, and he wanted to find the guy and beat the living hell out of him for not seeing how amazing you were. And then he said that you'd been leaning in close to him, telling him that he deserves something special. And he'd been fighting the urge to pull over so he could just grab you and kiss you because, and these are his words, she looked so unbelievably beautiful and she was so close, and all I could think of was what it would feel like to hold her and kiss her.
Shut up. You're making that up.
You've heard my stories. Have I ever sounded so grotesquely cheesy before? But he thought you were into some other guy. Until that night, when it hit him that you'd been talking about him the entire time. He kept pacing back and forth in our unit, calling himself an idiot for not realizing it then. And I had to agree with him on that part.
Oh, I bet you loved that.
To be honest, I'm not really sure he was paying attention to me. He kept me up almost all night just talking about how he wanted to keep talking to you and maybe even sweep you up in his arms and look deep in your eyes and...
Stop it. Really? He said that? Those exact words?
Hand to God. Called them deep pools of chocolate brown. Made me want to throw up a bit. Because it was so bizarre hearing him talk like that. Anyway, I tried telling him he needed to tell you all of it. But he had his own way of doing things. And it was just a matter of time before he manned up and told you everything. But man, I really loved to rattle him every morning before breakfast. Kept on asking what he was going to say to you. Not a lot could shake that boy, but whenever your name came up, boy would freeze like a deer in headlights. Man, it was funny.
I loved making him squirm, too. I thought my heart was going to burst out of my chest when he was trying to talk to me in the hallway. He was so... I should have just kissed him. I knew what he was trying to say. Why did I have to be so stupid?
Stop beating yourself up. No matter how much we may want to, we can't change the past. Fox wanted to be with you, and it terrified him. But he didn't want to leave and not have you know what was in his heart. And I know that doesn't help with the pain, but...
He was just protecting us. Like he always did. Because he loved us.
More than anything.
I just wish I could have one last moment with him. Knowing everything I know now, I just want one moment so I can tell him everything and just, you know?
Yeah, I do.
Matt, are we ever gonna feel normal again?
No, not even remotely. But I think eventually we're gonna be all right.
Will you tell me a story about him? Something funny? Maybe it'll be good for both of us.
Yeah, it might. But how about you tell me one?
I don't have any stories about...
I want to hear exactly what happened between you two that night. I gotta know what it was you said and did that made him finally realize he was falling for you.
I don't know.
Come on, Jamie. Tell me a story about my friend that I've never heard for once.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. So we'd gone to Happy Valley. And well, things didn't pan out. So when we were coming back, I mentioned how that was the very first time that we'd ever been alone together for any significant amount of time. I think that made him nervous because he started looking at the door like he might jump out. He even said he'd been known to do that.
Yeah. I'll tell you about some of those moments later.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I told him that I knew next to nothing about him. You know, only stuff I'd heard from you. And of course he said, you talk too much and threatened to staple your mouth shut. And then he asked what stories he'd been telling us. And if I had a favorite. I told him the senior prom story. He looks horrified. I wanted to hear his side of it, but he sort of changed the subject.
Homestead, Episode 1, Picking Up the Pieces. Starring Travis Box as Cohen, Summer Shore as Kate, Rebecca Gurney as Jamie and Tina, Chris Williams as Warner, Danny Hedham as Wheeler, Justin Mansfield as Alan, Josie Hedham as Abby, Brianne Robinson as Emily, Dane Botter as Todd. Story by James Robinson. Written, directed, and produced by James Robinson. Music by Me You. Homestead is a Not Another Podcast production.